This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to Utah now to chat some nutrition with a returning guest, Bryce Williams. Bryce, welcome back onto the podcast today. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge.
Thanks for having me.
Bryce, let's talk about nutrition as discipline. It is the fourth discipline of triathlon. How big a role does it play in your performance?
Oh, it's crucial. It's huge. You can cheat your way through a sprint, an Olympic, and even a half distance Ironman, but you cannot cheat the nutrition discipline in a full distance Ironman.
Talk to me about your approach to race day itself from a nutrition point of view.
You want me to start with like what I eat before the race or just during the race?
Yeah, pretty much like preparation leading up day before, morning of, and then going into the race.
Okay, sure. So leading into the race, I tend to cut out my protein and fats and just kind of replace those with carbohydrates. I don't do a huge carbo load kind of thing. I used to believe in that. And Friday, you know, if it's a Saturday race, Friday morning, I'd have this humongous carb loading breakfast, and then I'd taper my carbs off during the day. But I found that that led to a little bit more water retention than I wanted and a little bit of bloating. And so I've even tapered down my carb loading breakfast the day before the race, just to, you know, nothing outlandish, you know, a few hundred grams of carbs, but it's important to keep off the fats and the proteins. I taper that off throughout the day. I go to bed actually just a little bit hungry. And then I wake up, and about 3 hours before a race start, I tend to put in a large carbo-loading kind of breakfast. So for me, that's a couple cups of applesauce. I follow the QT2 kind of nutrition protocol. So it's a couple cups of applesauce, a protein drink, and a banana. And then I'll, about 30 to 45 minutes, I'll take in some beetroot juice. And I prefer the powder form. I use the Human N beetroot juice because then I don't have to drink a large volume of fluid. And then, you know, 15 minutes before the race, I'll take in a gel. But at that point, I haven't taken in any caffeine. On Ironmans, I won't put caffeine before the race. I'm usually ramped up enough anyway. So you get through the swim, and then on the bike, I tend to just eat what's on course or drink what's on course. So, and I train this way too, with Gatorade Endurance. And if it's a really hot race, I'll take in two bottles of Gatorade Endurance every hour. And that meets my nutritional requirements of about 100 grams of carbs per hour. And it keeps me in the right range for the salt intake as well, and plenty of fluid. A good rule of thumb is if you need to urinate by 90 minutes into the race, you're doing a proper fluid amount. But if you go 2 hours and you haven't yet peed on the bike, then you're already behind and you need to bump up your fluid intake. And I think that's the main limiter for a lot of age groupers, is they just don't appreciate how much fluid you're putting out on the bike, because the cooling effect of the wind going by, you're not sweating, or you don't think you're sweating. And even on a cool race, I guarantee you, you're losing water just by breathing in and out. And so the hydration aspect's important. If it's a cooler race and I'm drinking, I don't need to drink that quite that much. So I'll supplement with, I use the Power Bar gels, and they've stopped making them. So I've hoarded a few, so I have some in stock that I use just for race. But the Gatorade gels are actually pretty good too. Those are the best gels. I stay away from some of these other gels that are not made appropriately for what we need. But those are, I think, are the top gels out there right now. And about 3/4 of the way through the bike, I'll start my caffeine intake. And I aim for, 50 grams an hour, maybe a little less on the bike, just enough to keep my concentration and for that last part of the bike. And I come off into the run feeling well hydrated and well caloried. And then on the run, I will drink Gatorade Endurance at every aid station, at least one cup. If it's really hot, I try and get 1.5. But on the run, it's a calculated fluid loss, and it's a calculated calorie deficit, just because our guts can't quite handle what we're requiring of it. And so it's important to come off the bike fully tanked, because you are going to lose fluid and you're going to be running a calorie deficit on the run, guaranteed. I mean, unless you're walking, right? If you're walking, fine, no problem. But if you're running, you're limited. And so for me, my gut can only handle 60 to 80 grams of carbohydrates an hour. And I get that through the Gatorade Endurance. And I also take in a Cliff Block chew every 2 miles. And I carry the orange in one hand, which has a total of, I believe, 50 milligrams of caffeine. And then in the other hand, I carry the raspberry one, which is double. So that has a total of 100 milligrams of caffeine. So over the course of the marathon, there's 12 blocks in each one. So that's 24 miles. So I finish my last block at mile 24, and I take that double amount of caffeine on the second half of the marathon. Because if you look at the way caffeine is efficient, you want to increase your rate of taking it in throughout the course of the race, so that the last 4 or 5 miles you're putting in the peak amount of concentration of caffeine. But yeah, mile 24, I eat my last block. I still drink at every aid station that I can, and I'll every other mile I'll take a lick of base salt. That's my nutrition right there.
You sound like you've got it pretty much worked out and dialed in.
It's diet, and it has to be before the race. You have to practice this every single training session, especially the 2 months before the race. And if you don't, you're in for a rough day. You're in for a rough day. Need to dial that in perfectly.
I was going to ask, Bryce, is this something that, I mean, you've obviously practiced this. This doesn't happen by accident in a race. Is it something that you figured out a while ago and it works and now you stick by it? Or is it something you're tweaking all the time?
There was some tweakage over the years. With my coaching with the QT2 system, they have a nutritionist, and my coach is, he's a professional triathlete, and he kind of set me up with that plan overall. And then I did make some tweaks over time. With experience, I learned that I didn't quite need to drink that much, or this is how much my body can handle, and. Yeah, so there's definitely some practice, but you can learn this outside of a race just by training at race efforts and doing the nutrition plan. And you can weigh yourself, before and after your long bike. You can weigh yourself before and after your long runs. And, you want to aim to not be losing more than 3 to 5% of your body mass, because after you lose about 5% of your body mass, you really decline in your ability to perform. You cannot fake dehydration impairment. I mean, you can't push through that. Mm. I don't care how strong you are mentally, your body will shut down if you lose more than 5% of your body mass.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Bryce, it's been amazing catching up. Thank you so much for your time on the Kona Edge. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to following your progress to your next Kona qualification and the next race on the Big Island.
Well, thanks. I look forward to it.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.